We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. The Senate impeachment trial, President Trump continues. The presentation this afternoon by Alan Dershowitz, I think, should be rather interesting. Pam Bondi, who had served as the Attorney General in Florida, is now part of that team. She's making her presentation as we speak to the United States Senate. And it's going to get, it's going to get more and more interesting. Again, the general consensus, even from the Democrats who have pushed this, is there's not really much there, but they're going to do it anyway. So we'll keep you updated on that. And the Dow. The Dow is down. Now, it depends which way you want to look at it. It's either down 450 points, oh my God, or it's down 1.5%. Okay. Now, it seems to be related to what's going on in China, but I wanted to try and get a little insight. As you know, Monday afternoons at this time, my buddy Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial joins us and offers a little perspective on all of this. Carl, thanks for being here.
Hey, Jeff. Great to be here.
Tell me, should I report this as a major drop? 450 points. Oh, my God. Hide all these all the sharp objects must be put away. Or do I look at it and go, like a penny's worth out of a dollar? Which is more appropriate?
Probably the latter.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. A little over 1.5%. And as you said, I think most of it is currently related to the coronavirus over in China.
So here's the thing that a lot of us are trying to figure out. I mean, we think about the stock market and we think, oh, these are companies and they sell us things and that's why it goes up or down. Why is this whole coronavirus in China going to be impacting our stock market?
Yeah, it's a little more fear related, I think. Not quite so much based in reality at this point.
Okay.
You know, it can be, it could affect things like, and it has a little more, like airlines.
Okay.
You know, that people may not travel as much. So a few things like that could be affected, but the rest of it is just kind of a little spillover from the fear of what might happen.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
What about the flip side of that? And I don't mean to sound sort of macabre here, but is there an upside for companies that maybe make equipment that, I don't know, sterilizes airplanes, or people who are selling face masks or rubber gloves? They realistically, wouldn't they see sort of an uptick in some of their activities?
Well, a lot of the pharmaceutical companies are up today.
Oh, okay.
And yep.
So we're thinking, well,
you got it right.
Yes.
Well.
Yeah, yep. Somebody's going to have to combat this. Somebody's going to have to come up with some sort of medication or treatment for it. So, okay, so there's sort of a yin and yang to all of this.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, I really believe from everything I'm seeing and reading, that it's going to be somewhat short-lived.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're kind of taking advantage of the dip in the market, and we've been buying today.
Oh, okay. And what should we be buying today? Is it pharmaceutical stuff, or are you? I'm going to assume you're also thinking further down the pike.
Yeah. So because of the fear factor, and we're still like in the technology stocks,
mm-hmm.
and they're being hit more than really they should be because of that fear factor. And we still think a lot of those, as this trade war gets worked out with China,
right,
have a lot of upside. So this is a nice little opportunity to purchase some of those while they're down.
Oh, interesting. Now, Carl Carlson is joining us, of course, from Carlson Financial. Carl, President Trump was over in Davos, and I'd like you to explain to all of us what happens in Davos. What is that really all about?
That is, more than anything, probably just an opportunity to get the word out a little bit, and that is nicely with what he did, talking about a lot of the things that he's accomplished and how our economy is really leading the world.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that isn't seeming to get out here.
Yeah.
In the U.S.
Yeah,
you got to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I've noticed that the amazing unemployment numbers, the stock market, even with this little dip, all the rest of it, we seem, and I'm not an expert, but we seem to be doing okay, don't we?
Quite well. Yeah. I would say the other countries are envious.
Wow.
Of what we're doing.
Wow.
So.
Okay. Well, give us this long term. You say technology still is what you guys are really, really big on at Carlson Financial these days.
Yeah, so we're still pretty heavy in the technology, thinking that as the phase two and three continue, that those are going to see some continued growth. And just the whole, AI, artificial intelligence. And
yeah.
This the 5G stuff is coming in. I think technology is going to be solid for quite a while to come. And again, the trade war stuff getting worked out is going to give it that much more of a boost, I think.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, one of the things that I always love that you've done in the past have been the Wine and Wisdom events. Are you guys noodling around any new Wine and Wisdom events?
Yes, we are. We have one coming up. Let me look at that. I think it's in just about 2 weeks.
Oh.
So let me look at my calendar here. I believe that Wine and Wisdom is Saturday the 8th.
Okay.
And I'll get you some more details on that, Jeff. And that's
going
to be my state of the economy.
Ooh. All right,
that's
what
we're talking about.
Do you have like a presidential lectern and the sergeant at arms at Carlson Financial walking you in the whole bit?
Basically, yeah.
Oh wow! So it's everybody will be humming "Hail to the Carl." I like
red,
that.
Red, white, and blue. Yeah,
I like
it's
it.
Official.
All
it
right.
is official.
I love
so
it.
That's the presentation. It's dinner and drinks, and then my presentation on state of the economy.
Okay.
And so that's getting ready to happen next Saturday, the 8th of February.
Excellent. Well, Carl, I appreciate you being here, and we'll get some more details out. Listen, sounds like there might still be some tickets available for that. I didn't mean to catch Carl off guard, but if you've not been to one of Carl's Wine and Wisdom events, he always talks about how the more wine he has, the wiser he gets. I got news for you. Smart dude, somebody who can help you out. But if you haven't been to a Wine and Wisdom thing, you can call him now. Seriously, call the office, 844-CARLSON, 844-CARLSON. That's 844-227-5766, 844-227-5766. 5766, and yeah, just tell them you were listening and you want to find out about the very latest Wine and Wisdom event.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.